What's going on, everybody? I want to start this off by saying rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yeah, shout out Mac Miller.
For real.
It's been like a week and a half or so, and I've just been steady thinking about it every single day. But it's all good. This episode is brought to you by no one. I'm kidding, because not that many people listen, and no one pays us to do this.
Not yet.
All right, so this episode is going to be pretty sick just because it's probably the most relatable in the sense of, especially if you go to college, it's career fair season. And, you know, it's a tough time. You don't know what to do, what to wear, what to put on your resume, how to talk to them, who to go up to. Probably don't even know what the hell you want to do in your life. So it gets tricky and it's confusing. And that's why I have Drew Schwitters and Pat Camilli here, who are basically the masters at this point, because they just keep getting job offers and calls and interviews, and they've been to like a bazillion career fairs at this point, and they're in SMEAL, and I'm not one that usually gives a shit about that kind of stuff, but it does matter for a lot of different things, and so there's no one else better, more practically, to talk to. There's probably better people to talk to, mm-hmm. which you guys would agree Definitely. With, but we like to keep it on like a non-nerd level, so this is also the most relatable, I believe, and for guys and girls. Like, definitely not just for dudes. Probably, like, what to wear kind of stuff. Yeah, obviously just for dudes. But besides that, it's basically, you know, what to expect, how to conduct yourself, and just some relatable things that you guys have felt since, you know, since doing this. Because I personally only went to one job fair, and I didn't talk to anybody. I just chilled out right near the hors d'oeuvres. And,
it's not a bad spot.
Yeah, snack season for me. And, you know, and I have my internship, and I have different points of views on a lot of this different stuff, but it's very singular to what you want to do with your life. And there's no right or wrong way. For me, this isn't the way I go. I don't like doing, you know, resume building or, you know, career fairs. I don't really like waiting in line for that kind of stuff. I like to kind of figure things out a non-traditional way. It doesn't make me like better or cooler, but it's definitely less popular. The more traditional thing is you're going to college and you're going to build your resume up and you're going to go to these career fairs and you got to make yourself presentable and you want to land a job by the time you graduate and get your life started towards the life you want to live. So in that sense, what I also have learned is on my – and I just made this post on LinkedIn that you saw, Pat, earlier was – I've been doing a pretty awful job at interviewing when I have people on, only when it's more personal like this, because I have so much to say. But really, when you look at interviews, like, the host is really just facilitating. You know, I should really be like 20% of this, because you guys are the ones that are really bringing value. And so I wanted to start this new way with actually realizing that, with people who are literally no more than me in this sense. Like, I don't know as much. I haven't been there as many times as you guys. I don't have a job lined up like that. So you guys, you know it. So I'll pass it over to you both. I don't know. Just collaborate. There's no right or wrong way. But I guess take us back to a relatable experience for, like, the first one you were going to. Like, how you felt, how it was, you know, and what you've learned moving forward, and then let's just kind of let things progress from there.
So sounds good.
If you want to start off, then go for it.
Yeah, my first career fair was as a sophomore, and I had no idea what to expect going into it. And the first thing first, though, you got to look fresh, because first impressions are huge in anything in life. So put on your nicest suit, you know, get your pressed shirt, get your suit dry cleaned. Get a watch, you know, it doesn't have to be a Rolex, but, like, get something. It doesn't even have to tell time. It could just be, it could be frozen. It doesn't matter. But first impressions are huge. So appearance is obviously a big, you know, big first step. As far as knowing, you know, nothing really as a sophomore and what I wanted to do, the first step is looking at what employers are going to be there. And oftentimes you don't even really know what the employer does. So do a little research prior to that, because, for instance, at our career fair at the Bryce Jordan Center, there was 600 employers there. So you obviously don't have time to talk to 600 employers. So maybe get a list of 10 to 20 people, have resumes printed out on nice resume paper. And then really just the beauty of a career fair is you don't know what you want to do. That's why they're there. There's so many different employers there. You can talk to them briefly, hear a little bit about what their culture is at their company and what, you know, positions they're offering, and then kind of get a feel for what you're interested in and what you're not really interested in. I don't know, Drew, if you have anything like...
Yeah, I was just going to talk about my first time, so mine was sophomore year as well. I was crazy nervous. I think I only ended up going to, like, a couple companies, like, probably maybe five, whatever, but... You know, I think the biggest thing for anyone is to start as early as you can, because it's honestly just learning how to do it kind of thing, because, you know, it's not a matter of what's on your resume. To some extent it is, but it's about your ability to kind of show them your behavioral. It's all about behavioral and the way you act, the way... the way kind of just your thought process is, they're more interested in that rather than, you know, like you listing off what you do, what you have done, because, you know, that gets boring to them. You want to be a genuine person. You want to, you know, like, to be honest, like, these people that are out here, the recruiters, they're all young professionals. They're in the same spot that you're going to be in 3 years. So honestly, like, think of it this way. If you're our age right now and you have an older brother, older sister, that are in their mid-20s going to the higher 20s, or a cousin or a friend, you know, like, these people are in the same position as those people that you know. Like, in your head, you're like, oh, my God, it's this recruiter. They're from this high-end company. Like, I got to be nervous. But it's like, they're young. They understand what we're doing. They just want to know, like, right now they're putting pressure in front of your face. So your ability to even go up in the first place is kind of showing that, like, hey, I'm down to, like, I can do these type of things. But overall, I'll just be like, definitely get on the train early, because after you do two or three, you're like, oh my God, this is, I don't know why I was so worked up. And I'm not going to lie, like, even I still get worked up sometimes before, but like, it's kind of like, now you've done it so many times, you utilize the tools that you've that help you overcome before, and you just become better and better. So I would say that's definitely the biggest thing. Obviously what Pat touched on, image is everything, you know, first impressions, everything. So,
just like going back on that, my first time I was so nervous. So as a sophomore, and I mean, that's like anything in life. Like, you have a big game, you have a speech, you have, you know, any big event, like, nerves are actually a good thing. Like, you don't think a quarterback in the NFL going to Super Bowl is not nervous. Like, but they know how to control those nerves and then use them not to be nervous and shaky and have jitters, but they use that as energy and as motivation. So, in sophomore year, I walked into the career fair very nervous, but I walked out of there without any offers or any, you know, interviews going forward. But that's not a bad thing. I grew so much just from that experience, because the next time I wasn't as nervous. So you go there, you give it your all, and be confident. And that's just going to get you one step closer to the next career fair, to get in that interview. And then it's just all, you know, uphill from there. Like, obviously you're going to be nervous. Just try to control your nerves, take deep breaths, whatever the case. And then next time you won't be as nervous. And I think this year as a senior is my seventh career fair I've gone to. I had no nerves going into it. And that is just part of the progression and part of just attending every career fair that you have the opportunity to attend to. And, you know, once you get to that level as a senior, those nerves are gone, and it's just pure confidence, and you have no doubt in your mind, because those recruiters came to you. They came to talk to you. Like, they want you. You don't necessarily want them. And I think that's a big part of it, is just believing in that and having that mindset, because once you have that mindset, you know, it all just, it works out.
I'll add to this a little bit, just because obviously in the career fair experience, I have like little to none, but I was privileged to have an internship this past summer, and just in general, the mindset thing is for business, for real business, you know, like, we could talk about mindset with like in life and taking and getting, you know, controlling your day and really conquering your one life. But in a different aspect, there is this real business world, which is like, it's a little different than this kind of, you know, self-belief rah-rah type talk that we have just about life in general. And I did realize that mindset is huge. You know, if you really have to, whether you're talking to a recruiter, whether you're at an interview, or whether you're at your going to your internship, you need to understand. You need to believe your own beliefs. Okay, so you need to truly believe that it's a privilege that they even get to spend time with you. That it's a privilege that they even get to have your insight. That you're even at their company. That they get to take some kind of nugget of your success and roll with it with their company. You know what I mean? So no matter where you're at, that was like a singular thing to me. When I went to my internship, I said to myself the first day, when we were kids, we learned treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's a simple mindset of, like, I said to myself, okay, if I act like an intern, I'm going to get treated like an intern. But I know this whole intern thing is very, you know, it's very short term. You know, it's just for a little bit of experience to find out what you like to do, if what you're doing now is matching up with what you is making you happy and is really following the things that you the person you want to be when you're older. And I said to myself, okay, so then I'm going to act like a real business person. So I am treated like a real business person. And the byproduct of that, and that's not just, you have to believe your beliefs. You can't just believe that and go. You have to put a lot of action and hard work behind that. Just with you guys, you can build up your resume and make it look good. But the moment you stand in front of them, I mean, they're going to know in 5 seconds if you're a complete bullshit or not. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the easiest vetting process for these people, as it is for us. And that's the thing where there's this kind of divide of, like, they seem important. Everyone's important, but they seem more important because they're coming from they kind of have the upper hand. But they're still the 26-year-old that you know at home, that you act normal with, that is still just a person to you. Right, exactly. And so to understand that this is still just a person, and you should just always be yourself. Like, you need to put in that work behind what's on the paper. And the paper is just going to get your foot in the door. And you being yourself is really what's going to conquer that position. And you have to believe that belief, or you're just going to get trimmed out like the rest of them. And I think with my internship, the byproduct at the end of it was a lot of people were surprised that I was an intern. A lot of people, because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I met a lot more people through email and then put a face to it throughout the summer in my internship, like through, like, becoming on to more projects, going to different floors, meeting more people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, at the end of it, they were all surprised that I had to go back to school. They thought I was hired. Like, the guy I was working with straight up told me, like, you shouldn't even put on your resume that, or in your LinkedIn and stuff like that, that you were an intern, a marketing intern. You should say that you worked here in marketing for 3 months and then you went back to school. Like, there's a, you know what I mean? Because you're contributing a lot more than an intern. And that's a byproduct of just believing, like, I am not just one thing, you know, like, it's really just a term. Like, you can make a difference even as an intern, even as a person at the BJC amongst thousands of kids, right, that go to that or any other school that you're at. And really, if you really make the choice to say, I'm going to stand out here, because I'm going to be myself through and through, and I'm not going to just let this paper define me. I'm going to add on top of that and make them really go, oh, wow, we need this person with us. Like, that's going to – I think that's going to push you the extra mile. Correct me if I'm wrong. And also, I guess, incorporate your experience with your internships, because it's interesting that, like, you know, we have these ideas. I watch people like Gary Vee, and I know – you know, we all know people in business, you know, parents and all that kind of stuff, and now older friends that are in it now. And it was interesting to finally be in the real thing, you know, like being in meetings where, like, yes, you're the intern, but this is still a full functioning thing happening, like, for the business. It's not like just some kiddie bullshit, like, for the intern. Like, you're sitting in on something that is a byproduct of millions of dollars, and these people are, like, you know, really high top people within businesses. And so, like, just give me that experience and I guess kind of sum that up in your guys' experience, because mine might be a little bit different in what I was doing compared to you guys.
Yeah. Well, before I go to the internship thing, I want to go back to the career fair venue. A couple tips I think I have learned over the years is, Drew mentioned it. The first thing is, like, your behavior.
your career fairs, you're just bound to probably be waiting in line. You know, you might be in a 20-person line, you might be in a 3-person line. It doesn't matter. The recruiters are looking. So I've seen people on their phones, you know, paying no, like they're not paying any mind to the situation. I've seen people in lines just laughing and like telling jokes, like dropping F-bombs. And like they notice that. Like it's the little things that really add up. Before you even get to that conversation, they already have this perception of you if you're in your line on your phone or whatever the case. So I think a lot of it is behavioral. And then another tip I have is you're literally just having a conversation with somebody. I go into it and I don't look at it as I got to impress this guy immediately. I want to just have a conversation with this guy, just like I would any other guy, any other person, any other woman. So like a little example of that is I don't show up in line and I shake their hand and I say, yeah, my name is Patrick Camilli. Like, this is me. This is what I did. I say, I'm Pat. Like, nice to meet you. How are you? And then, oh, you have an alumni. You're an alumni. Holy shit. No way. Like, when did you graduate? That's awesome. Like, my dad went to Penn State. My brother went to Penn State. So, I, you know, love Penn State. Welcome back to State College. Like, get that. You know, you're going to have your time. Just make it a make a personal connection before you dive into all that. And another tip I have, which it kind of goes back to them. They're there for you, is people go in line and they have their resume in their left hand and they have their open right hand to shake their hand. They hand them the resume right away. I have a folder. I don't even have my resume out. I sell myself to them, and then they see my resume once they ask for it. I make them ask for my resume.
Make them want it.
I don't give them my resume. I have never done that since I did sophomore year when I was, you know, learning. But I have my resume in my folder. And then they say, well, do you have a resume? I'm like, absolutely. Here you go. Wow. And that, honestly, because you're selling yourself. Like, make them want you. It's like you pretend like you're a salesman. You're selling yourself. Like, you don't just, if you're a salesman, you don't just show someone a product right before you even talk to them and just expect them to be interested. Right. Grow that interest, demand their interest from you, and they'll ask for you for your resume. And that, I think, is a huge game changer that I've witnessed, and, you know, I've seen real results from that. So I would say definitely, like, apply those tips if you have any career fairs up next year or this year or in the spring or whatever the case. But really just get to, like, understand that you shouldn't be nervous. You're having a conversation. And make them want you. That, honestly, I think is something that people don't really have that mindset. They're just like, oh, they just, you know, like, they need me. No. Sell yourself. You know, make them want you.
Also, just while you're on the resume thing, is add in the fact that what you told me the other day about it ended up being a complete conversation about something on your list on your resume that was not even what you thought would be the conversation starter.
Right, so for instance, I have golf caddy on my resume, and I was even laughing about it that I put that on my resume because it's a golf caddy. Who the hell cares? But not necessarily. So I was talking to this lady. She's a really nice lady, and she saw, oh, golf caddy, no way. She said, I actually hired a lot of golf caddies, and we ended up talking about golf for 5 minutes. And that is a side, you know, it even became a side conversation where you can make it personal and grow a joke like, oh, yeah, I tried to golf, but, you know, I stick to caddying. Like, oh, he's funny, he's personal, but whatever the case. But I had no idea that someone was going to actually ask me about being a golf caddy, because it sounds pretty silly. Like, oh, he was just carrying, he was
especially
a bag.
Compared to what you have above that on your resume.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't really compare, in all honesty. And it's like, you can, and then that's where you really just got to look at your work experience and kind of, not necessarily stretch it, but show that there is value in it. Like, you're not just a bag bitch. You're not just carrying some, you know, rich guy's bag, but you're socializing and engaging with high net worth individuals, and you're learning how to, have conversations with them. It's so much more than just carrying somebody's bag, and that applies to so many different jobs. So I would say, like, if you're hesitant to put on work experience that you don't think matters, it might matter. Like, someone might just look at your resume and say, wow, you're interested in golf. Like, oh, I am too. And then, you know, they're just a little more interested in you than the next guy. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, from that, just don't be afraid to put something on your resume that seems silly, because it really might not be.
Yeah, I mean, Pat covered pretty much a lot of the career fair stuff. Definitely something that point out is make them want you. You know, you are at the university you're at, and, you know, these recruiters came for a reason. They find value in the type of students that your university creates. So definitely be confident. Just to switch over to Nick's subject about the internship.
Yeah, my bad.
I had a freaking awesome internship experience this summer. something that I actually originally thought that I wasn't going to like, thought that was something that I wasn't going to be able to, just wasn't parallel with my major. So something else that I'll throw out as advice is that don't jump to conclusions about what type of position you're looking for because you don't think that you'll be interested in it or you don't think you'll be good at it. If say if it comes down to just the one or two offers and you don't like them either, you know, like just go into it because you're probably going to end up liking it. You know, I would say that one of the biggest things for internship wise that I think can set you apart is kind of don't just do what is expected of you. Do things that are going to surprise the people in upper management. Do things that, you know, don't be cocky. Don't be arrogant. Don't act like you're this like hot shit intern, but like surprise them with, you know, the things you do, the way you've done something or kind of just, for me, my biggest thing was just asking questions. You know, there's no dumb question. Like, even the fact that you feel that you need advice from somebody, that makes them feel special, and that's going to have a different, that's going to change their thought towards you. And, like, just whatever you do, whether you're doing supply chain, you're doing finance, risk, you know, accounting, definitely network, because networking is huge, because you know, you can be really good at what you do, but if somebody in an office doesn't want to be around you, it's just, you're setting yourself up for no progress. Culture is everything. So like, yeah, I mean, definitely culture, I think, is actually one of the biggest things for finding your job is 100%. What culture you find yourself going into. Another thing I would say is if you are someone that you want to make a lot of money, don't shy away from a certain job or shy away from a certain industry because you don't think they make money. Like, making money is all within yourself. You know, I could work as a trash man, and no disrespect to anybody that knows someone that's a trash man, but like, it's all about what you do when you're there. I can be the best fucking trash man there is, go on to own my own trash picking up business, and there's just no limit to what you can do when you're within the business world. That's the beauty of it. That's why I love it. So, you know, definitely just put yourself out there, and most importantly, find a way to make yourself feel uncomfortable every day. Make yourself try to accomplish something that you felt nervous or weird about the day before, because you can only grow from that. So that was probably my biggest takeaway.
Let me add something real quick, because I'd like to just generalize, like pull out of that for a second, is that one thing I've found from my internship that was huge. First off, I'm a journalism major, and I was doing marketing at a law firm. So it's broad. You don't know where you're going to end up, what you're doing, but it really doesn't matter. What you need is real life experience, especially while you're in school, because I don't know about you guys, but when I came back for this year, things are super simple. Like, my job is I got to go to class, get my shit done, and do the next day and have fun with my friends. That's really it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to give a speech in class. That is the last thing on my radar. Because why? Because I had to give speeches in marketing meetings to, you know, all these people in the business. And I had to conduct myself in a way where, like, I am getting the job done. Like, that's a real job. And then when you come back to class, like, it's just a grading scale. It's not, it's just different. So you want that real life experience no matter what you're doing. You're just going to get that. And on the contrary to that, you know, also, like, it's the way you conduct yourself in those places. Like, if you're walking to class, I'm sorry, not, but class as well, class and business. If you're walking around all the time with your headphones on, or glasses on, your head down, your hood up, hat down all the way, you don't know who is next to you and who is really going to be an asset to you. There's a difference between using people and utilizing people. Meeting as many people, and I would believe you guys would agree with me on this, is that meeting as many people as possible and being yourself, not thinking like, oh, I'm going to use them one day to get to my next thing, but like having no objections to anyone or any environment you're in and genuinely meeting people, saying hi, holding doors, doing things, asking them questions, like you said, asking if you could do anything for them, even if it's not in your certain area of work, in your internship or for classes or your job or anything you're doing. Meeting as many people as possible is huge because you do not know who is going to be that key asset for you when you put your real life together. You know what I mean? Like, I might be at an internship that I do not like at all, but if I'm being an incredible person, I'm meeting people and I'm being myself, right? People know that maybe there's someone there that is hearing like my dreams and they're not matching up with the job that's there, but I've been a great person to them and I have really been like working my ass off and I'm meeting people and I'm open to conversations and I'm building relationships. They might be that key person when the time comes around, when the stars align, to get me to that next step that I need to be at in life. They might be like, oh, I remember Nick. I remember Pat. I remember Drew. I remember whatever. And like, they were just incredible, like as a person. And I know X, Y, and Z, and that might be your next step. So always treat every, you know, don't think you're just some rock star because you got some fucking internship or your first job or because you think, you know, the class is easy or it's a rainy day. Always be presenting yourself as a friendly person. Always be speaking to people and meeting people, because the more people you know, the more power you have. And you know what? Honestly, if you're just always a good person, doing the right thing is always the right thing. Being a good person is always going to work out. You know what I mean? And so you're getting your job done. You're working your ass off. You're going through school. You're presenting yourself well, and you're meeting these people, and you're building genuine relationships. It's gonna come back, and it's going to benefit you in ways that you cannot predict. And I would assume you guys would agree with that in some sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's with anything in life, obviously. Just being a good person takes you a lot higher than not being a good person. Back to the old internship deal, they were talking about asking a lot of questions. That shows that you're being vulnerable, and that is how you grow. The internship is an awesome experience because you are an intern, so you do not have a lot of expectations necessarily, and this is really where you can grow. If you're asking questions and saying, I actually don't know that, and I need to learn that, and you ask questions, you show, one, you're willing to learn, and you're willing to show them that you don't know everything, which is awesome. But you actually will grow a lot more as a professional if you do that. And like, with that being said, you basically are, most internships are for the summer or whatever the case, 3-4 months. You would be wasting your time if you did not go the extra step, the extra mile, and you didn't ask questions as much as possible, because that's what you're there for. And you're an intern. You don't have, they're not going to look at you and say, why did he ask that? And he's like, no, he's an intern. He's learning. He's new to this. He's been here for a month. It's good to ask questions. It's always good to engage with people. And that's really what's going to separate you from the rest of them. I mean, you can either be one of those interns that just gets the job done, keeps his head down, you know, whatever the case. Or you can be that intern who shows interest, is intriguing, and asking questions, always involved at the office, maybe 10 minutes longer than the rest of them. Those are what's going to set you apart from the pack, and that's and then you might not see that helping you out in that moment, but it will help you out along the road, whether you realize it or not. It's going to help you grow as a professional, and that's huge in an internship.
What did you find to be the most like challenging thing, either through school so far, or maybe just your internship, that now has been like ended up being like a really beneficial for you?
It's funny because there's a lot of different things, but even the little things, like having to get up in the morning, you know, make sure you're eating breakfast, get the coffee, because you know, mm-hmm. 7 a.m. is kind of a rough time for me, I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. So get that shower, get dressed in that suit, commute all the way to work, like even just, you know, those little things, and office etiquette, knowing what you can say in the office, knowing what you can't say in the office. If you show up to the first day of your real job and it's you and another new hire and you had an internship and they don't, those little things are going to show right away. Mm-hmm. From the minute you walk into the office, you're smiling, you're greeting people, you know, you're dressed to the profession, whatever the job requires. that's a little thing, but one huge takeaway I have from my internship experience was just the fact that I took every opportunity I could to listen to what an experienced person had, you know, to say. I had someone in my office who had 32 years, my mentor had 21 years. These guys know and have seen everything. And the only way you're really going to get to where they were is by listening. Because 21 years ago, 32 years ago for them, they were in the same shoes as you were. And they would not be where they are today if they didn't, you know, they didn't listen to their mentors. And the mentor, a lot of internships, at least for me, and Drew did too, is having that mentor who's there for you, looking out for you, you know, helping you grow, taking the time, 10 minutes maybe, just to sit down and say, do you have any questions? Like, I saw you did this and I think you should do it differently. Take that to heart. They've done it. They've been where you are. So I think really is listen to those experienced professionals. And, you know, if, even if you just go after the talk, go write some things down, you know, don't lose that information. Like, that's crucial. So my biggest thing was just listening to the people who've been there, who've done that, who are successful. Like, that's the best way to get to where they are. Because I'm sure they've had that experience when they were younger.
I do want to add real quick, and I'm probably being contradicting to me interrupting into this. But one thing I learned, too, is, and I actually, you know, I'm not one that really cares about class that much, but I did learn this in class as well, is you have to learn that it's possible that your baby is ugly, you know? Like, people, like, your ideas are your babies, you know? And when you go to this internship, and, like, for me, like, couple weeks in, I felt like I had the power to kind of raise my ideas and kind of give a different perspective. And sometimes you have to Pat's point of, these people have been doing this. They know that business. Sometimes your idea isn't good. And it's important to remember that I disagree with you doesn't mean I hate you or you're not doing a good job. You have to be open to being able to pivot from what is going on in your scenario and say, okay, maybe that wasn't the best. What do you understand? Come to a common ground. Just because your idea doesn't work the first time, listen to what people say. Earlier, I made a post, or I think it was yesterday, said, be the furniture. That's one of the biggest things I think is important. Drew is probably if not the best listener that I have ever met. And we talked about that just the other night outside, was, you know, it's important to be the furniture. The furniture, right? It's a couch. It sits there. People sit on it. It just absorbs, right? Sit there and absorb the information. Listen, actually listen to what people have to say back to you. Because here's the real thing I realized was, if you put your ideas out there, your perspectives, your beliefs, whatever, and someone is coming back at you and even disagreeing, they care. So listen, because if they didn't give a shit, they would just not say anything, because they are in a higher power. They will just write you off. If they really don't give a shit, they'll be quiet and they'll say, yeah, this kid, you know, he's just an intern, whatever. He's out of here in a couple months anyway. But if they are interjecting and they're giving their point of view as well, they are looking for you to come back in a common ground and keep attacking at that idea. If they're saying anything, they give a fuck. And that's important, because you need to understand, I think we're in a place where I'm at fault for this. I'm just finally realizing that disagreeing doesn't mean I hate you, you're wrong, your perspective is wrong. You know, we take it very personal. Leave the personal shit outside. This is a business. It needs to run, right? You need to make money, and it needs to facilitate. If someone's collaborating with you, that's a good sign. Keep working. Be open to understanding that you might be wrong, you know? Another thing, and I wrote in the LinkedIn post I had a couple weeks ago, was, you know, also back to my point of making new friends. Like, take this opportunity not to just build your LinkedIn connections, you know? Like, even the, you know, the job fair, even school itself, you know, when you see some of the people and they're starting to do more business-like things while you're at school and you're not, and you're comparing yourself, don't use this time as just to build up your resume or build up your LinkedIn, or, you know, actually take it as a memories, build friendships. Like, I have people, I still talk to a lot of the people, especially the ones in my team from my internship. And it is the farthest thing from being predicated on me getting a job there when I throw my cap in the air. It is just straight up, here's good people. We had good memories together. I mean, you're spending majority of the week, you're spending like 80% of your week with these people, you know, like when you're talking internships now. And even class, you know, like, you're in class probably 2-3 times a week with some of these people, especially the ones around you. Utilize that. Make some friends. Like, that's why you're here. Don't just stay cooped up in your ideas and cooped up in your little friendships. Like, broaden your horizons, meet people, and genuinely build relationships. It's so important to actually have friendships and not have some kind of, like, you know, motive down the road about, like, oh, I, you know, this person knows this person, so I'm going to connect with them on LinkedIn and then make some kind of post so they think it looks cool, so then they tell somebody else and then I get the job. Either way, if you're bullshitting anything, you're just bullshitting yourself, because at the end of the day, these people have fucking experience, and they're gonna cut you down in 5 seconds. They read through that bullshit. I've seen that. I've seen parts where I've been trying to kind of bullshit my way through it, and I get checked right at the door. And you know what? It's just, at the end of the day, no one gives a fuck about what you're really doing, you know, like you're really just kidding yourself at the end of the day. These people have jobs, you know, like they're fine. You're the one that needs to be growing up and doing the right thing and getting the shit done and doing it the right way is going to work itself out. Don't bullshit this stuff. Actually make friends, actually put in the work, and it's going to benefit you, even if it's not what exactly you want to be doing in life. It's still important, even to the resume thing. I'm different, and I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm always like, fuck career fair and blah, 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 blah. But it's not necessarily right, because I'm probably limiting myself by not going to them just because, like, there are people there that they might be like, hey, you know what? This job is totally not for you. But, like, I know someone who's, like, that you would really cling with. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like you guys said, there's still people. Like, they still know other people. Like, there's just still, like, us, you know? Like, someone might come to us and you're like, yeah, you know, you would really, you know, fuck with my boy, blah, blah, blah. Or you would really like hanging with this girl, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. You know, everyone's got, like, this different connection. So building real relationships, I think, is so important. But now I think I kind of want to get to the point where, like, we've had our internships, right? Like, you guys, you've had your internships. You've done the career fairs now. Now you're starting to get job offers, you know? And that doesn't necessarily mean if you're not that you're in a bad spot, okay? Like, for the people listening, like, you, if you don't have – and I would think, right, that's true. I mean, if you're not getting job offers right now, right away, that doesn't mean you're – any further back than anybody. Shit. Everyone's got their own path, right? There's more career fairs. There's more careers. Everyone's got their own timeline of events. No one's got the sim. You know, no one's comparing to each other here. This is your life now. So I want to take it to just like your perspective now on like your choice. You know, how right now is matching up to your future, and when you're like about 85, 90 years old, and you look back. You know, what decisions are you making now, and what do you have in mind that when you do look back, you're not going to have any regrets? You're not going to wish you lived a different life. What's going on now where you're making those decisions? What decisions are you really going through now so you're making sure that you're going to be still living the life that you really want to live?
Yeah, and real quick note, back to your comment on ideas. So as you're a 21-year-old intern, 20-year-old intern, you're from a different generation. So any idea you may bring up, they'll shoot down. You're bringing in a different perspective, and your idea might not necessarily be a good one, but it might alter the way someone thinks about a situation, and then they might come up with a great idea, and you help create that new idea. So your perspective on things as a young person from a different generation is huge and crucial to growing a business, because we're like, our generation is the future of businesses in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. We'll be the CEOs. You know, our generation will be the leaders of these huge companies, whatever company it is. Like, so don't ever doubt yourself and really find the value in your, you know, the way you see things, because you're bringing in a whole new idea, a whole new thought process to the situation. So that's what I think about that. As far as careers go, I personally don't have I don't have an ideal position. I don't have an ideal location, but the one thing I will say is pursue a lot of different opportunities. Don't just close a door just because, you know, oh, that's not my dream. That's not what I saw myself doing when I was younger. I think a lot of people have this idea that they're going to graduate college and find a dream job in their dream city, you know, dream state, whatever the case. But I think as long as you are making steps and, you know, you're making moves in the right direction, you're going to get there. And if it's one step at a time, you know, you get a job you don't really like for a year, you know, keep doing that job, keep meeting people, keep networking. You're still taking the right step in the right direction. You're not moving backwards in any sense. So maybe you don't have your dreams, you know, your dream job and your dream city, but you're going to get a feel for maybe that wasn't even my dream to begin with. That could happen. And then also you're going to meet people. You're going to know I don't like this, but I do like this part of this job. And then you're going to find that job. So I wouldn't get discouraged just because you don't like, you know, a certain job. And I didn't even graduate yet, so I can't really speak too much about that from experience, but I don't necessarily have a, you know, perfect job lined up in like New York City or whatever the case, wherever I want to go. But I think as long as you're open to opportunities and, you know, you pursue things and you just keep making moves, you're one day going to be where you want to be. I think that's pretty big.
Yeah. True.
What do you want me to touch on? Like the,
I mean, I just want, like, you're in a position now where, you know, you have experience, you know, a lot of people, you're about to graduate, and you have some decisions to be made, you know.
All right, I got an idea. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna address the rat race thing. I think that's a very interesting topic right now with, you know, social media providing people with different platforms to make money on their own without a college degree. And I think we live in a generation where a lot of millennials are like, you know, fuck the rat race, fuck the rat race. You know, we don't need college, or we don't need to be putting ourselves out there and making ourselves vulnerable to find a job. Like, to be honest, like, you get caught in the rat race because you let yourself get caught in the rat race. Okay. You let work take over your life. And that's why I think work and life balance is like one of the biggest things that you can kind of master in your life. For me, I had an internship that basically what we did for our clients was kind of protecting them and kind of giving them the future that they wanted. So for me, that kind of implemented this mindset inside of my head is like, really, like, where do you want to be retirement wise? Because the way I see it is that I tell Nick this all the time. It's like, people are like, do something that you love and you'll be happy for the rest of your life. But you don't have to make work your life. You don't have to find something that you truly love and make it your career. You can get through doing something that you don't technically love, but that can lead to getting to be able to do the things that you love. So it's, if you're not doing something you don't love, don't be discouraged that you're going to be unhappy for the rest of the life, you know, your life. You know, utilize your tools, you know, take every opportunity that you can take. I guess, yeah, just don't be discouraged by the whole rat race thing and getting stuck in this common thought of having to have this job because it makes you feel safe. Like, here, Nick, you can take it.
Well, I mean, it's just a huge point, and to kind of wrap it up into a general sense, because I'm obviously a guy who's very, I don't disagree at all, but I have a different perspective. But for once, I mean, just this conversation itself is so important to have, like, to understand. Like, I've actually learned things from you guys, right? Like, I have my own kind of perspective on how I want to do things. It's so singular. But at the same time, you know, it's important to hear other people's perspectives to kind of join together and understand how I can implement some of what you guys have learned from this kind of sense and apply it to the direction I want to go. Now, as to the rat race, Drew's 100% true. You're only in a rat race if you allow yourself to be in a rat race. The funny thing is that there is no rat race when you're just being yourself.
Yeah.
Because you are you. Like, you literally, at the end of the day, you can only be you. You can act like other people. You can wear what other people wear to fit in, all this different shit. But you know what? You're really putting yourself in a rat race when you are joining that, you know? Be yourself, you know? Be actually who you want to be and stick to that, and you won't be in a rat race. Even if you're working a job you don't want to have, everyone's got their own story. It doesn't matter necessarily what job you got going on, what where you're starting out at, even if you can't even find a job right away. It's all so important to just stay in your lane and be yourself, because...
Yeah, know yourself, self-aware.
Yeah, know yourself 100%. It's the biggest thing.
Like, I'm not arguing with you that, like, going through the education system is, like... is the way to go. Like, there's people out there that are hustlers that literally can build their own business without ever stepping foot into college.
Right.
Or can drop out and be able to do it. They have that hustler personality. And, like, just know, I was kind of speaking to the people that don't have that personality to be like this crazy shark to start their own business. Don't be scared you're going to be caught in a rat race. It's because you're going to allow yourself to get into the rat race.
100%. And also, like, I'm just so big on, like, it's just a choice, man. Like, all this stuff is a choice. If you really have a certain life you want to live, and you stick to just being who you are and stick to what you really believe in, and you really know yourself, you know the life you want to have, you know, that you have to stay to that. The choice, like I said the other day, choice is a luxury. Okay, we are fortunate to be able to make choices in our life. Okay, doing the right thing, staying on the right path, and really grinding shit out to every day to get one step closer to the life that you want to have. And what you are doing right now, what you are going to be doing after college, like you said, might not be the thing that you really want to be doing or the life that you want to live. And we were talking about our friend Jake, where his dream has been to be in California. That has always been his dream, to be in California, which I can somewhat agree with. I think he's a lot more passionate than I am about that. But regardless, now he's got this kind of job offer coming to the surface where it's not necessarily – he's in this predicament where he doesn't not know if he wants to be doing that career. And we were talking to him the other night by saying, do you understand that's the golden ticket to being at – to being closer to your dream? I mean, your dream was to be in Cali. The job is in Cali. Now, you're in the place you've always wanted to be in, but you're doing something that you are unsure of. Well, test the waters, you know. That's going to get you there. Get in there and figure it out, because regardless, you're going to leave work and you're still in the environment that you want to be in. You're still meeting the people and you're in that culture that you always wanted to be in. The moral of the story is you kind of just have to ride the wave out and just keep knowing yourself. And the only way, because it's a hard thing, it's very general, know yourself. It's very like, then it's scary. It's
so,
like,
it's so broad.
It's so broad. Important. But the only way you get to know yourself, back to your guys' point, is doing shit that makes you uncomfortable and doing the shit that you probably don't want to do. But if that's the option you have, take it. Because guess what? As much, I went to my internship. It was at a law firm. You guys remember before this year, I was like, I'm going to be a lawyer. This made me realize I do not want to be a lawyer. And that's a beautiful thing, right? You know what I mean? So, like, I went to this thing not knowing I was going to be in marketing. I ended up being in marketing, and then I figured out the kind of life I want to live, and I like that excitement, and that's not even necessarily the end-all, be-all for me. But it's a vetting process. Putting yourself in scenarios and doing things you might not want to do is going to be a vetting process to find out either something's going to click for you that you're like, I fuck with this, or something's going to click where you're like, yo, fuck this, you know? And it's so
either
important.
Way, it's beneficial.
It's beneficial either way. So it's a choice to make. Do you want to actually start your life? Do you want to really – you are in control of that. You are the only person that can be you. So you stand out by being yourself no matter where you're at, what you're doing. You're going to be getting one step closer to the life you want to live. And you really just need to believe your own beliefs. Believe that this is all worth it. Everything you're doing is worth it. Whether you're going to a career fair, whether you're grinding it out in class, whether you're at an internship, or even if you're not, if you're sitting there,
your own business,
right? If you're starting your own business, if you're working, if you're going into like the union and that kind of stuff, you know,
military,
everything. It's all going to be a vetting process to figure out who you are better and what you want to be better in your life. It's all going to help you out. Doing nothing and sitting back and being scared is always going to fuck you up.
It's going to hold you back.
That's what's going to put you back in a rat race, because I think there is more people that are sitting back nervous, which rightfully so. But that to me feels like more of a rat race. Be different and put yourself out there and consistently break down these walls and figure out who the hell you want to be and, you know, where you want to end up. Like, I think that's just so important that to sit back and kind of let that go. You need to leverage this time now. I mean, you're only this age once. You're only this youthful once. And now we're in this time where, like, I mean, we have so many advantages to us just in our phone for research and different things. We're meeting so many people. If you don't go to college, visit your friends at college. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when, like, you know, my buddy comes up here, he meets a bunch of people, like, and then they know him now. And it's just adding to it. If you can't be in a place, but you want to experience it, go out and figure out who's in those spaces and then go experience it. Hit people up. If you have no experience, hit people up and say, I will work for free. This is a time now when you're at a certain age where you can kind of eat shit for a couple years. Go work for free if you don't have any, you know, prior experience or you don't have the same credentials as somebody else. Don't ask to be paid then. You know, compensate. Come half and half with them and say, I just want to shadow you. I want to see what it's like now. I want to see if I like this kind of stuff. I want to see if I don't like this kind of stuff. I want to see if I know that this environment is what I want to be in or not. There's so many different aspects. But to sit back and worry, that's the whole point of this. The whole point is to break people's worries and realize that, just like Pat said, just cut and dry, he was super scared, just like the first day of classes, the first day of school when you were younger, the first day of anything, the first date with a girl, with a guy, anything, is super nervous. You have all these questions you have no answers to, and you're super scared about them. You don't know what the outcome's going to be, very uncertain. But then over time, you keep doing it, and then you're so happy you did it. Whether it was a win-lose, it's always a win because you've learned so much.
And you did it.
You did it. You have that experience. You know more about yourself. You know what you don't like. You know what you do like. And you move forward and you go to the next thing. And that's so important. And now more than ever, it's so important to have things on your resume, either on paper or just in life, your resume of life, of things that have happened to you that you might feel ashamed of. But really, that is broaden your story. You know, this girl, just a quick story to kind of end this conversation, is my TA in class was talking about how her father passed away from cancer, and that her mom has cancer as well now. And then she said a couple minutes later that she was right now, what she's so worried about is this test next week. And I said to her, you know, I was just kind of in the business world. I got a little taste of the business world. And me personally, all I know is I want to hire you strictly because you have these life lessons that many people aren't as fortunate to have. It doesn't feel fortunate losing someone close to you, right? And you can attest to this. It's not fortunate, right, at first. It sucks. But over time, you now have this toolkit that, like, not many people have. Like, you've gone through real life shit. So when, you know, it's all fun and games, everything on your paper, you know, that's great what you accomplished and the grades you got and blah, 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 blah. But have you experienced life? And I think a lot more people now are being vocal about, you know, the things that they've truly gone through in life, and use that to your advantage. These things don't happen to you. They happen for you. So utilize these tools that you have, because that's what's going to set you apart from somebody else. The fact that you have actually gone through real life shit, you really got punched in the fucking face early on. Now you know things people don't even experience. People die and don't even experience, you know? And so use that to your advantage. Don't let it discourage you. Don't feel like you're in the minority because of that, what you've gone through, what you do go through when you're home. You know, when you're away from it, utilize it. Make it a part of you. Embrace it. Be vocal about it and apply it to your life. You'd be surprised how much the bar is set higher for you compared to other people when you find out that you've gone through real shit in life and things haven't been handed to you. I'm more interested in someone who's been through the dirt, who's in the grind, who's got daily struggles they got to get past and then do some, compared to someone who's just kind of building up their resume and getting by and resting on their laurels and not taking the extra step.
And, you might meet someone who can relate to you.
100%.
And then you have an instant connection to them, and they are intrigued in you, and you know you are as well with them. And that is something that will separate you from the rest of the people. And back to people being scared and nervous about, you know, taking that first step in their career or whatever, if it's a career fair, first interview, first, you know, offer, first day at the job. I personally am more scared that I'm not going to make it than I was scared that I was going to stumble on my words and, you know, say something wrong. For me, bottom line is I wanted to be more successful than I was. I'd rather put myself out there and, you know, get, you know, fall down a couple times, but I wanted to make it eventually. Like at some point I wanted to make it, and I'd rather make it and have taken those, you know, falls than just sit back and just do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm more scared I'm not going to make it than I'm scared of just talking to this recruiter, talking in my interview, you know, whatever the case may be. So honestly, I think you just got to have a lot of confidence in yourself and just kind of ride with it and just, you know, let your confidence take you wherever it takes you.
Right. 100%. Well, thank you guys for the perspective. No, it's huge because, like I said, I don't go to these things. I don't know about it, but it's a big deal. Like I don't necessarily find it a big deal to be in my life, but I have a completely different path that I'm trying to achieve. But you know, I did work today at the business building, and I saw the amount of people coming in and out for interviews and stuff like that. But in general, I mean, you go to a university around career fair time and the printers are packed. Everyone's printing out their resume. Everyone's dressed up in business attire. Everyone's nervous as hell. And clearly, you know, there's a reason that there's 600 plus, you know, businesses that come back. And there's a reason that there's thousands of kids going to these things. Okay, so to think that you're the only person feeling a certain way, feeling nervous, not knowing what to expect, not thinking things are certain, not thinking that your major is going to align with your job or the first job is going to align with the things you want to do in life. Just go through it and figure out who you are throughout the way and appreciate that you even have the choice to be able to do these things. You are at an advantage. Everyone is at an advantage for just being themselves through and through, 100%. Go be yourself. Make yourself uncomfortable. Do some things you don't want to do. Now is the time. At our age right now, even right now is the time, no matter what age you are. Like they say, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is right now. So you need to be doing that shit right now. Embrace the fact that shit's happened to you, that your grades suck, that you have no job offers, all this different stuff. Utilize it to your ability and move forward, because you're definitely not the first person to do it. You're not going to be the last. And it's just like shit in the classroom. Oh, no one's got a question. Then when one person raises their hand, everyone else had the same fucking question. So it takes one or two people to really voice their worries, voice their things. And it's people like Drew and Pat and the thousands of other kids that have gone through, millions of kids that have gone through this, that you just need to ask the questions. And hopefully this was something that could kind of give you a little more comfort into understanding that, you know, here's a couple guys who have gone through the motions and have a little bit of promise. And even that isn't aligning to what they want to do, but they're still excited because they understand that doing the things you don't want to do early on is what's going to put you to the next step, to being the person you want to being at the places you want to be, doing the things you want to be doing. It's super important. So thank you guys. I appreciate it.
No problem, all right, buddy.
Have a good night.